Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. I have one of my favorite patriots in America back with me today. He is running in Illinois for Senate, and he is my friend, Bobby Payton. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you so much, Mel, for having me.
It's my pleasure. I'm very excited. I see a lot of good momentum behind you. I know that you've been endorsed by General Flynn and Trump, and everyone thinks you're great. And I want to tell everyone again a little bit about you, why you're running, and what you're going to do when you get to D.C.
Sure. Well, for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm a first generation American, last of 10 children. My parents left communism in Poland, survived World War II, and I'm running for office as a way of returning the favor for God's grace to allow us to immigrate to the United States, as well as we, the people of the United States, back in the 70s. Yeah. And we did it legally. We worked, and all my parents wanted was a shot to follow their God. I happen to be Roman Catholic, to have a better life for their children through a fair school system, and to actually be able to support a family. And that's a great segue as to where we are now, because back then, I'm the last of 10. My parents were never on public aid. They worked two jobs, and they managed to raise over six children, right? And that's what you could do in America back then, before these criminals at the Federal Reserve, as well as our government, have siphoned off trillions of dollars from us, and where people can barely afford one child, let alone five or six. So, you know, that's kind of a little bit of my background. Professionally, I've managed money for over 25 years. I finished college in under 3 years. I have my Series 7 when I was 18. I got my CFA. I have my MBA from Kellogg in organizational design and strategy. And I'm running to put that skill set to work, to expose this fraud and get people, renew our faith in God as a nation, get people their time and money back from this corrupt government, and then to reignite the American dream so that people don't need to work two jobs or have a two household, you know, two people working in a household. I'd rather return it to where people actually had their life, right? We had our life stolen from us, folks. The government all in, state, local, and federal, is taking over 50% of our time now.
Right.
Okay, 50%. And that number used to be one out of every 8 hours 100 years ago. So something to think about. They're stealing four times as much time from us.
Right. And working isn't a choice for most people. There's not a choice. It used to be that the whole feminism thing blew, you know, it was a whole different thing than people think, but it ended the whole idea through the financial debt slavery model and all that, that you could choose to stay home or get a job. It was a choice thing. Now that's not even a choice. And it's really sad. You talk a lot about the deficit, the debt, how once you get into D.C., because we need you there, and everyone watching, please make sure that Bobby Payton gets into D.C. But you have a feeling that the whole lie about the debt is a big problem and those books need to be opened. We need to expose what is going on, what this debt is about, why our children are born with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt from the day that they come out of the womb. What's going on with all of that?
Well, you know, I know when I was born, the debt that my share of national debt, I was born in 1975, was about, I want to say it was about $2,400, folks. And when my son was born last year, his share was $111,000. And you sit there and you scratch your head. He did nothing differently than me when I was born. He just kind of showed up, right? And but meanwhile, his debt is almost 45 times greater than the debt that I had when I was born. And, you know, so from my standpoint, when we look at this and we look at the past 20 years, our debt in this country, folks, all of us, each American that actually, so right now there's two numbers. Let's just focus on the Americans that were working. So there's about 125 million full-time workers in this country. And $1 trillion is $8,000. I want you to think of $8,000. Okay, well, 22 years ago or so, each person had about $24,000 of debt attached to them, federal debt, $24,000, $26,000. That number today is over 170,000. So what happened in the past 20 years that we went from 24,000 to 170,
right,
while at the same time, our tax rates have doubled. So we are paying twice as much as we were 20 years ago. But we have debt that exploded seven times. But meanwhile, these global corporations, these woke companies that are tied into this World Economic Forum,
right,
their profits have gone from $500 billion, $4,000 an American worker. They've gone to $20,000 per American worker, and their tax bill is flat, folks. So think about that. When they sit there and tell you, oh, you know, we have to pay less in tax, we'll just pass it through, it's a bunch of nonsense. These guys are liars and criminals.
Right.
And they've hijacked our system against us. So what I think is also going on is these fictitious wars where, you know, they weren't fictitious. They're real. There's a lot of fictitious transactions.
Right.
So a lot of planes, a lot of tanks and all this stuff, they're showing it was destroyed. I'm not so sure it was. There's a lot of fancy footage. And meanwhile, they laundered trillions of dollars out through these fictitious wars of our money. Each trillion, $8,000, folks. So that's what they did in the 2000s. China enters the WTO in the beginning of 2000, right 3 months to the day after September 11th. And I have to tell you, I think a lot of the money has been laundered into China by corrupt bureaucrats in our government, as well as corrupt crime families like the Clintons and the Bushes.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're at. But you know what I'd love to do, Mel, is talk about what we hit on last time with Illinois.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so
it's a microcosm of the entire country.
So right now, right, folks, if you live in Illinois or you have family here, please encourage as many of them as you can to vote on the primary, 6/28 next Tuesday. 2, 3, 5 friends, have a voting party, a pizza party or something. We have to beat the rig. And let me explain how bad this rig is in our state. 20 years ago, okay, now keep in mind, Illinois is ground central for Rockefellers, right? University of Chicago. This is where it all started, this globalist crap. Cook County has had negative 5% population growth in the past 50 years.
Wow.
So our state has been flat in population. This is a microcosm of what they would love to do to the rest of the United States, which is a controlled demolition.
Right.
They want to destroy our society from within. 20 years, and in the year 2000, there was 175,000 different last names in the voter files. And you fast forward to today, there's over 544,000. So you sit there and you scratch your head. You're like, Bobby, the population hasn't gone up. But now there's 544,000 different last names. But it gets better, Mel, because in the year 2000, there was 330 families, Jones, Smith, Bailey, Miller, Hubbard, you know, those names, where they controlled 442,000 of the votes, 25% plus of the registered voters in Illinois. We're basically 330 families. Now you fast forward to today, and you know the average population growth of voters across hundreds of thousands of families, they've gone up by about 67%. So there's an average of about 7 voters per last name in the year 2000. Now there's 12. Okay, so it went up 67%. Not these 330 families, folks. If you made it similar, 7 to 12 versus for every, you know, like what would that number look like? 7 in percentage terms. It went from 7 to over 35. There's now 2.27 million people registered in Illinois today that have one of 330 last names. 24 of the people running right now for various offices in government, federal government mainly, have one of those last names. Miller, who I've been calling on President Trump to rescind the endorsement until we do an investigation. There was 7,500 Millers in the year 2000. Today, there's 36,000.
How and the could population has gone down.
Yes, and the population's gone down, but this is just one example. So here's the deal, Mel. The guy running for governor, this bumblebee, Bailey. This guy went from about 1,500 Baileys to 7,000 in 20 years. But here's the rub. 3,000 locations only have a single bumblebee. Okay, across the state, they went from 312 towns to over 667. But it gets better. Did you know that there's a 17% overlap between a Bailey and a Miller living on the same street across our state when we have 202,000 different streets? So you sit there and you're like, how could this be mathematical? How could there be all these Millers and Baileys living in the same house, folks? Or Baileys living with a Hubbard? It's a bunch of nonsense is why, because they're running these ballot harvesting operations. I don't know who is. I'm just telling you the names involved.
Right.
Like, I don't know if they personally know about this or somehow it's being done with, right. with you know, maybe this is how they're laundering money. Whoever think about that, they can transfer properties to people through trusts where there's no paper trail being created and they just shuffle it off as pay to play that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe these locations set up across the state. Now, maybe this is why some candidates, I was thinking about it. I got a letter from Herschel Walker running for U.S. Senate in Georgia.
Right.
And he said his opponent raised $100 million last time. And you know what I was thinking? I'm like, $100 million, you could buy $100,000 condos or something, or apartments. Right. You know, like you could, on average, you could buy buildings, right?
Right.
Maybe this is how they do their ballot harvesting. Maybe that guy got raised Warnock or whatever his last name is, raised all this money, and they need the money to kind of plant the flag and buy locations of real estate across the state of Georgia to do ballot harvesting. I have no idea. I'm saying we should look at it because why do you need $100 million? Like, all joking aside, $100 million to run for a U.S. Senate race. Something's way off.
Especially that guy. And, you know, what just happened, it came out this morning, that Gillum guy who almost beat Ron DeSantis is charged with like 70 felonies. He was almost the governor of Florida. And he's part of that same crew with Warnock and with Stacey Abrams and all of them. And the craziest part about what you're saying is now I was talking to somebody here. There's hedge funds, including also BlackRock and Blackstone, buying up homes at whole communities all over the country. And you brought up the thing about the connection between voting and housing. And I'm starting to think that's why else would they be doing this? I mean, there's many reasons, but also think about the power over the voting now, because now they just want renters. The owners will be Blackstone.
Well, and the thing is, if you have a property manager, Mel, you could turn around and maybe Airbnb your property out.
Right.
And in states like Illinois, where you can register within, you know, you can register for same day voting. But if you register 31 days, I think beforehand, you only have to live here 31 days. You could register to vote prior to the election, get a ballot, vote that ballot, go move to another state, maybe some other BlackRock housing in another state that has 31 day voting. And then they just rotate voters out. Hey, and we'll even let you work as an Uber or Lyft driver when you drive to go to each town. Actually, drive your butt over to the other
the
state
next place.
In the Uber.
I mean, I think that this is really going on. It's so enormous, the amount of evidence in all this stuff. But I think that these are bigger level. This is a bigger level thing when they're buying up all these homes and then they get so much power with that home. It's not just about the housing market. It's about the control of that entire community. And then we know all the other stuff.
Well, what's happened, like in my community here and something next door in one of the towns, they tried to put up 1,000 units, right? 1,000 units of low income housing.
Yeah,
now,
that's
keep
what
in mind,
Mel,
you know, no offense. And, you know, I grew up in a, you know, not too financially strong area of Chicago as a kid. And, you know. You know, I understand the concept of, okay, you know, you kind of have less than some other people in other areas. But if people are paying tens of thousands of dollars or more for a property, and then all of a sudden some corrupt bureaucrats and the local government are trying to line their pockets and bring in 1,000 people to put a strain on that infrastructure, your schools, And the people moving in don't have the skill set to generate the income to support that community's infrastructure to the standard of all the people that moved into that area. Those are economic crimes against the community.
Yeah.
But this is why they're doing it. They're trying to get 1,000 people into an area that has 20,000 people. And then all of a sudden they control 3 to 5% at the margin. Then they pad the numbers because they'll probably Airbnb them out there too or something.
Right.
And people think, oh yeah, you know, I should be helping promote this nonsense. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is the way these criminals operate.
Right.
They get the money from these deep pocketed corporations to come into an area. They hire a couple property managers. Those mailroom attendants of these buildings probably take all the ballots and figure out who's still there, who isn't. And they might recycle people out. Maybe they sign a bunch of 3 and 6 month leases. Nobody knows, right? That's the problem. I'm saying it's a disaster waiting to happen if we don't change this nonsense by restoring control to the people, right? The people need to get involved and prevent this insanity by these corrupt uniparty bureaucrats.
Right. Well, there's the biggest point, and this is what we have to stress before the primary and before the next election, is let the left and right, the Republican, Democrat, the people that are in there now are in one party. There is no, that you can no longer vote that way. You have to vote by every individual person. You have to do the research on my site. You can look on the resources page. You can find out where people's money came from, because what you're talking about with Warnock, with the $100 million, that's going on all over this country. And a lot of these people are, I learned from you, but now from 5 other people running, that it's not just the DNC. It's also the GOP and the Republicans. Nobody wants anyone new in there. And probably because of the schemes that you're talking about that have been going on so long, that anyone to come in and wreck the status quo or see what has really been transpiring is a problem. And instead of bringing in the best person possible, they want to keep the status quo to harm the community. We need fresh ideas. We need people that aren't compromised, that aren't lifelong politicians. What's your experience there with the pushback from the Rhino Party?
Well, the Rhinos ran multiple people against me
all
in
over
this election. And one of them is, from the Rhino, from the RNC level. Right. The other ones are local. But what I would tell you, Mal, is when you look at this, going back to this 25%, The way I would use the example is if you had 4 quarters on the table and 330 families controlled one of the quarters, right? The 2.2 million votes, and they control that quarter and there's 3 quarters left. If you have 2 candidates that are in 2 parties that, you know, vehemently oppose each other, then they're each getting 37.5% for showing up. 37, right? 75 cents divided by 2.
Right.
If you have the 25 cents permanently, you're like a permanent vote, you can have them do whatever you want to get the 37.5% to do your bidding.
Right.
Well, now in our primary, there's 7 people. So now you do the math and it's like, wow, Bobby, that's about 11 cents, not even, per 7.
Yeah, so we were talking about it.
Now you don't even need to try as hard. But here's the other thing that nobody talks about, Mel. Unfortunately, in this country, less than 30% of the general election turnout shows up in the primary.
Right.
Well, if less than 30% shows up, Mel, and I control the quarter, who calls the shot on the primary?
Right. Right.
Me.
Plus, if you don't show up at the primary, then you get what you get for the general election. Then people get to the real election. They're like, I don't like anyone that's here. Well, you had a choice back in the primary time. And this is where we really need to stress. This isn't just another primary, and it's certainly not just another election. This is a do or die time, I hate to say it to that level, for America as we know it, freedom and justice and all of that. We're really not fighting Republicans and Democrats. We're fighting American patriots and, in my mind, like Marxist, communist, globalist traitors. I mean, there's no in between right now. And what you're talking about is super important because a lot of this money is coming from outside of the state, first of all, from the... because it's not Democrats. It's a billionaire class of overlords that's doing everything all over the country. They run that Democratic Party. But the other thing that I'm seeing, too, is that there's Democrats that are funding people to run against you, that are funding Republican candidates or NGOs or PACs that are traditionally they back Democrats, but all of a sudden you look at somebody and then you look at their background and you're going to find, wait a minute, this person doesn't sound like they're a Republican. And it turns out that the Democrats go around and they recruit people to run as Republicans, is what I'm told.
Oh, absolutely. There's at least two people in my race that are Democrats out of the six opponents. And I got to tell you, there's a George Soros of the Republican Party, this big donor, Uline. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Uline, but he's a supporter of Trump. And, you know, he's the one backing the bumblebee. And then get this, Mel, he backed this woman named Jeannie Ives, who successfully was a graceful loser, right, against Rauner. Rauner was friends with J.B. Pritzker from private equity and VC times, right? And then there's a guy named Jesse Sullivan who's from that background. And these three, they're all in bed together. Guess who the lieutenant governor pick for Sullivan was? This woman named Murphy. Well, it turns out Murphy was working for Jeannie Ives. Who funded Jeannie Ives? Uline. Who funds the voter integrity stuff that looks the other way with voter fraud in Illinois? It sounds as though, and I don't know for sure, but it seems as though it goes to the Uline as well. And, you know, you sit there and you're like, who are these people?
Right.
This guy left the state. He went and got, I think he got paid $7,000 for each job he transferred to Wisconsin. Like, he picked up $7 million that way. He got Senator Johnson. Unfortunately, I hate to, you know, I like Johnson, but he strong-armed Johnson to get, I think, like a $500 million or $1 billion tax savings over a 7-year period through the Senate on his private equity deals or something. I don't know all the details. I think people should look into it. But folks, when you hear, wow, you know, this Republican billionaire is spending $20 million on races, he's a good guy, right? He's helping the conservative cause. Nonsense.
Nonsense. That
don't vote for anybody.
No way.
That got $1 million or more from a billionaire from either party.
Right.
These people are carving us up behind the scenes.
Right. And we got to get this. That's another thing. This is another reason I believe you will win, but we need people like you that are going to look at this, because we got to get this external money out of local races, out of states. It can't come from these billionaires, because all they want is power and control. They do not care about the people at all. And we are supposed to take back our country. We need candidates that are not controlled. And anyone that is being funded by any of these, especially anyone connected to the Open Society or the Zuckerberg Chan, but anyone connected to anything at the World Economic Forum does not belong in our government. And they are working for the Great Reset against we the people. And we need to really wake up to that. Now, the other thing I had on the guy running for AG, I always say his name wrong.
Dave Shostokas?
I say his name wrong every time. Shostokas. I love that guy. But we were talking about, and I hope he wins. You guys need him big time in Illinois. But we were talking about what you were talking about, which is like Pritzker and even Lightfoot and almost all the politicians in Illinois right now are all connected, both on the business and the contracts and all that side, and politically. And at the same time, there's a lot of contracting going on in Illinois with tech companies, with, you know, billionaires, all this stuff that the people don't even know about. There's so much corruption, and these people are becoming billionaires and trillionaires. The Pritzkers already are. I don't know how he ever won, but there's a real unholy situation going on financially in the politics in your state.
Well, Pritzker, last time I believe he spent $250 million to win. That's how. So think about that, folks. Why would you spend $250 million to win a job that pays a couple hundred grand unless you were going to make it on the back end, like the mask business that his family was controlling, you know, with
regards behind to so trade. Much stuff. A lot of the LGBTQ stuff is coming from one of the other Pritzkers.
Yep.
It's
disgusting, folks. And in, you know, everybody talks about it. Everybody talks about, oh, we can't do anything to fix it or change it. Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Go out and vote in the primary with 5 or 10 friends, beat the cheat, and record anything that's irregular. If you go with a group of friends and they tell you you voted when you know you didn't, record it. The data is on our side. They're cheating. There's no way. There's 2.27 million people associated with 330 last names. There's no way in the world that's real.
No.
So what they try to do is they try to scare us with fictitious numbers. And what I would say is we need to audit every vote, regardless of my outcome next week on the primary. I want to audit the results of the primary in Illinois. I want to look at, well, how many of these people are truly real?
Right.
Because the way they're, one of the other ways they're running the scam mail is they have these folks in Illinois that are considered inactive voters. And those inactive voters, a lot of them are real. But from these fictitious last names, they're not going to even vote these fictitious last names. Over 25% of the voter rolls in Illinois have never cast a vote. Isn't that something?
Oh,
but,
wow.
But with these voters, they get the ballots sent to them, and then they find out where they need votes in particular counties or races, and they assign that ballot to somebody who has one of the most common last names that nobody will look at.
Right.
So it's like, but we've seen all this research where all of a sudden five people with the exact same last name all register on the same day, and they even have the same damn first name, but across counties.
Right.
You know, the odds of all these people coordinating registrations across this state, and that there's multiple versions of the same first and last name. I mean, it can't get more obvious, folks.
No,
I mean, everybody should understand this. You can't tell me that there's five Bobby Payton. I'm not saying this happened to me, but I'm just giving an example with my name. Robert Payton shows up and registered in seven different counties across 108 voting jurisdictions in Illinois, all on the same day, all different ages. And, you know, there's a 45, a 32, a 37, and we all registered on the same damn day, folks. And this is, if they're doing that here, they're doing everywhere. It nationwide.
Yeah.
People need to look at the count on the registration dates. They need to look at the analysis, how many people have that last name across the state, and look at all the different instances. You know, look at names as a voting block. They're literally creating voting blocks within the voter registration files that they can call on when they quickly need it. Mel, it's a lot easier to figure out where you need to pick up 5,000 votes from 330 families versus 5,000 random families. You see what I mean?
I do.
It makes cheating much more manageable.
Yeah, it also makes it also, because the numbers are fake and nobody's questioning them, who's ever going to look? We should be auditing every election, every time right after until.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no reason not to. That should be built into it. But what I have, first of all, I just want to say to the audience, I watched Bobby do this whole presentation. It is absolutely shocking. And I do believe that this is going on in every state and that they have some of these NGOs. I believe I know which one at least was running it in Georgia, that they hire people to come in there and fill these out. That's why there's seven ballots, because they give them the name. And then they give them the area, the street, whatever, and they just fill them out as if. And that's all that person does all day for like 8 hours a day. I believe that this is going on all over this country. And that's one thing. And we should be angry about it because your vote doesn't count. If that's going on with fictitious voting and fictitious names all over the country, then everyone that voted legitimately is canceled out. And I think people should be more upset about it. Something I think is coming up, and I want your take on it and what we can do. September 4th, I guess they can destroy all the ballots from 2020 legally. Is that what's happening coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that right now it doesn't look good, right? Because we don't have an informed public that's demanding that they reverse that policy.
I know.
You know, and this is why, you know, with the cheating and the rigging that continues to take place across this nation.
Right.
You know, we're up against the wall with this. And so, you know, all I could tell you is we got to start on a local level. You have to understand exactly who's at every house by precinct committee people across your community, your county, your state. And it's not going to be a quick fix. This took decades to build out these crime networks that are running our voting process in this country.
Yeah. also, there's a good thing that you told me, and you have a friends that are a couple that found a lot of this stuff out too. People should right now, if they're not going to vote, they should call and make sure that they're not registered to vote, or that their registration is put on hold, or that they didn't, if they didn't vote in 2020, they should call and make sure that they didn't vote in 2020. Because I think people think about it. Because here's the worst part, Bobby, is that half of the people, or probably 30% of the people, think the elections are rigged, I'm not going to vote, which is the worst thing you can do in my mind right now. But I do hear, not my viewers, they're going to be out there in droves. We need to beat the rig, which means you have to show up at the primary and vote in person. But, you know, that is a tactic, I believe, that's being used on both sides. It does appear a little bit that the GOP doesn't want to win this this turnaround. What are your thoughts?
I think the GOP in Illinois only cares about money for themselves.
Right.
And I think that they're just the accepted loser, because right now in our state, less than 30% of all state legislators are Republican, but 2/3 of them are rhinos. They're Republican in name only. They're part of the uniparty, and they think it's okay for abortion. They, you know, there's a bunch of people, like even one running in my Senate race, that voted for Obama twice, even though
no way,
yeah, and proudly boasts about it. And it's like, well, you voted for somebody who pushed for partial birth abortion, execution of babies minutes before and after birth. He's the one that popularized it nationwide. And you
same with getting rid of God, same with LGBTQ, same with Marxism in schools. And if you voted for that, at this point, if people don't admit to themselves that when they voted for Joe Biden, they voted for Marxist socialist destruction of America, then, you know, I have no time for that anymore. But
now they're qualified. They said they see the error of their ways, Mel. And now let them lead the charge in the GOP, right?
Right.
This is exactly the kind of nonsense you're talking about, these paid infiltrators within the conservative movement. And I got to tell you, the RNC it seems as though they back these people.
Yep.
Because then they have them under their thumb.
I think they're all in on crimes that go back to, this is why they stay forever. They're all in on the same money laundering or bribery or taking lobbyist money that would get them in trouble, or insider trading. And once they're in and they're caught and other people know, this is what my take is on the uniparty right now, then they can never get out. If they get out, that, or if somebody new like you comes in and pushes transparency, a lot of these people will go to jail if we have our law and order and justice back. But again, the catch-22 is we have to get our law and order and justice back by getting people like you into D.C. That's it.
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, it's easier said than done, because they're so good at controlling everything at this point.
Yeah, well, people, I think the people are rising. I really do. I'm very positive. If people aren't upset about one thing, they're upset about another. And you brought up, a lot was exposed during the COVID on many levels, but one of the biggest things was how much money they steal from us and launder back to themselves. Because that's, like you brought up Ukraine, that's exactly what's going on there. But then the other thing is all this money going into the election, and we are at a place where I truly believe that even if they say that they don't think there was cheating, everyone does. There's no way that anyone doesn't think that. And of course, it was fine to think that they cheated and the Russians helped Trump win in 2016. It was fine to think they cheated in Bush versus Gore. But now we're at a place where we can prove it. They still don't care. And that's a real problem. And you said these election boards, nobody ever thought about them before. They should be gotten rid of, too. We don't need that.
Well, I really think we should just do away with all the voter registration, period. I'm starting to come along to that. And we should have a passport. Every American should have a passport. They're very hard to counterfeit.
Right.
And you have to live in your area for six months in one day. And you have to prove that you live in the area, because your name is on the property tax bill.
Right.
So even if you're renting from somewhere, your name is there. It has to match your passport number. Then you know that you live at that address. You're allowed to go in and get a paper ballot and vote.
Right.
And that, we just need some common sense, folks. We already make passports. We already issue property tax bills. Combine the two. You show up to vote in person. You don't even need no voter ID. You got your passport. You don't even need to be in the vote roll. You have to show right on the property tax bill when you moved into that property. It's time stamped. And guess what? If the person that doesn't make sure that you're on the proper deeds, so to speak, you know, like the property tax liens of these buildings, you don't get the vote. Right. And you could sue them.
And the thing is that what we also need to make sure is that people understand that every vote that's stolen is why your local community is not working the way that you hoped. Because all I'm seeing all over the country as we travel is people very upset with their school boards, with their council, with their city council, with their secretary of state, with all these other things. And the bottom line is you need to care that the election integrity is priority number one, because the reason your community is a disaster is because your votes are being stolen and it's not being decided by the local people that live actually in that community because of this external money. And, you know, if we don't get in real people that are actually going to put we the people and our children first, you know, it's just going to keep getting worse. So
I agree. Look, Mel, tell everybody, repeat it. I mean, I've said it before. Every single American in this country, we own $200,000 on federal land. Each of us, if we required a 3% return, that would be $6,000 in income per year on our money that we are entitled to as Americans. It's because it's owned by we the people.
Right.
If we pass that simple policy, none of us would have to pay income tax. None.
Well, yeah. I mean,
zero.
That's a whole scam as it is.
And Social Security, I think that I'm going to fight for the heirs receiving the Social Security if they die.
Right.
So why, you know, if you die before your actuarial life, you should have that money flow to who you designate.
Right.
Right now it's ripped off by corrupt criminals. Yeah. And this is why there's a wealth gap over time between the poor and the middle class, because all the poor and the middle class, that's their only core source of savings. And then it's all siphoned off if they die prematurely. It's a big racket.
Such a scam. Like all this, like you said about the $40 billion going to Ukraine. It's going to go to all contractors and then be laundered back like the $100 billion in Iraq and the $80 billion in Afghanistan. And look at them now. This is all. And it's our money. Again, all these committee hearings, this nonsense January 6 BS, that's our money. It's supposed to be the consent of the governed. I don't know anyone who consented to any of this. So, you know, people have to really put in people that are going to respect the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and, you know, and everything that comes with being an American that is great. People need to really take it serious because it's slipping away if we don't get in there. Now, Bobby, you are your primary is Tuesday. So we need everyone to go out. And if you have friends in Illinois and you can give them a call, tell them that Tuesday is the primary. And I need Bobby Payton, and so do you, to go to Washington, D.C. and open the books, because he's not just a financial analyst. He's being very humble. He's actually one of the best in the country. And if he can open the books on our taxes and on the Fed and all any of this stuff, or the debt, our country could turn around real fast and your life could get a lot better. So, Bobby, tell them where to find you, how to support you.
Sure. BobbyPayton.com. And if you have time over the next 4 days, email us at info@bobbypayton.com if you want to text people. We'll give you the messages.
Oh, that's
you can
great.
Share our clips from our website. And if you want to donate some money for additional ads, you can donate there. Any amount is wonderful, because right now we're in the last stage of getting our message out. And if I get in, I'm not just going to fight for Illinois folks.
Right.
I'm going to be fighting for policies that improve our voice nationwide. I just want to stress that, even though, yes, I am a, you know, if I get in and I beat the duck in the fall, I'm going to be fighting for state rights in Illinois, but also a return to state rights everywhere, that we dismantle this albatross that's become the federal government.
Yes. That's so important. Honestly, it's not even the federal government anymore. You and I know it is a globalist.
Yeah, it's a regime. Criminal organization.
Yeah, it is not that. Like when they talked about draining the swamp, little did we know how disgusting and deep it was, and how its tentacles are in every state. And I know you're going to cut that out of Illinois. And here's the good thing, though, supporting you, you go to D.C. But also, if we get enough people in like you, it raises the bar for politicians. Okay, that's another thing. You don't want to be, you're a father of five. You have a very good life. You're throwing your hat in the ring. It's because you want to raise the quality of life for all Americans. And it starts on the local level.
Absolutely.
But we need people in there that are going to say, you know what? I'm not here to get rich. I'm here to help the American people keep their money and build their lives back to what they want, not what this disgusting government wants.
And just so you know, Mel, I will not take a pension if I get into the United States Senate. I'm 100% against it. I'll sign a legally binding document. This is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
We should just get Social Security like everybody else. Get in there, serve, and get the heck out.
Right.
And
we need term limits.
Develop the bench.
Right. We need term limits. But also, I saw Ocasio-Cortez thinks she deserves a raise from our $173,000 a year. That's who we don't want in government.
Yeah.
That's who we don't want. We want people like Bobby Payton who are going to make our lives better, not his life better, because his life will not be better. It'll be a lot harder, but it'll be worth it. And please, everyone, go to BobbyPayton.com, support him. And if you know anyone that is a voter in Illinois, please get in touch with them and have them go in person to vote on Tuesday for Bobby Payton. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. I'm praying. I need you in there. I need you in D.C.
Thank you so much, Mel. God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Patriot pals. Mel Kay here. The controlled demolition of the economy by the private Western Central Bank and the Biden regime-backed World Economic Forum Great Reset can no longer be denied or ignored. Consumer prices are skyrocketing. The Fed is raising rates. Inflation jumped 7%. This year alone, that's a 40-year high. Now is the time to go full steam ahead to protect your hard-earned savings, 401ks, and IRAs by diversifying your assets by investing in gold and silver. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. And he'll help you put together a personalized financial plan to maintain your security and sovereignty no matter what comes ahead. Protect yourself and your assets for the future. Please do not be left behind. Now is the time. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel Kay Superfoods. It is an American company, made in America, grown in America, packaged in America. And that makes me really happy because I always talk about defund the cabal, refund the kingdom. What better way to do that than to start getting your superfoods from MelKaySuperfoods.com. And when you go there, you know that you're getting the best quality, no fillers, totally organic. You're never going to be without healthy fruits and vegetables right at a moment's notice. We don't know what's going to happen with the supply chain. We don't know what's happening with food prices, with what's going on in the market. So I always know if I can't find what I'm looking for, I always have my daily amount of fruits and vegetables that will keep me healthy and thriving right in my cupboard. Go to MelKaySuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.